Wednesday was the Silver Queen stage, a section of the race that stands out even in this week of high-altitude racing. Riders started in Gunnison and tackled two mountain passes over 12,000 feet high, first Cottonwood, then Independence. The same route was in last year's race, with the town of Buena Vista in between those two high points. Sue Boyd is the town administrator.
We were very pleased with the crowds that came, and we hope that we have a similar experience again this year.
And Boyd knew exactly where she was going to watch the action later on Wednesday.
I'm going to be close to the intersection of Main Street and Highway 24, which we believe is a prime spot.
That's because you can see riders dead on as they make a dramatic turn north. Farther up the highway, there was a steady stream of recreational bicyclists on their way up Independence Pass. Now, last year, thousands camped out or parked lower down and cycled to the top. There, they had a big party to cheer on racers. On Wednesday, the scene was very similar. Here's one description.
A little bit of a cross between a very, very, very small Woodstock and a typical European bike race.
That's Deputy George Kramer with the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office. He said the party wasn't quite as over the top, if you'll pardon the pun, as it was last year. He thought it was because people weren't allowed to camp overnight this time, but spectators were still having fun. There were a few costumes and a lot of people wearing spandex. Fort Collins resident Heather McNeil was one of the many who arrived at the party by bicycle.
It was a little hard, but it was fun. Spectacular views. It was hard not to want to stop and just take it all in.
McNeil said she was watching for Team BMC racer TJ Van Garderen, who was in the overall lead early Wednesday. But when racers reached the top of the pass, someone else was in the front. It was Durango favorite Tommy Danielson. Like earlier in the race, he flew uphill. At a press conference later in the day, Danielson said he dreamed about topping out first.
Alone, and today for it to come true the way it did, that was something I'll never forget.
But the scene was eerily similar to Monday's stage. That's when Danielson led racers over Lizard Head Pass, but didn't finish first in Telluride. Could he keep ahead of the peloton this time? He wasn't even sure.
What went through my mind was my wife yelling at me saying, "Don't ever look back. Don't look back." And I wanted to look back so bad.
Danielson didn't and won the stage. Now, there was a slight delay before officials announced the overall leader in the race. It's mostly determined by a point system. Trouble was, two guys had the same number of points, Van Garderen and another rider, Christian Vandeveld. Here's race director Jim Burrell.
And so it came down to who placed higher in today's stage. So Christian was 10th and TJ was 12th.
And Christian Vandeveld ended the day with the leader's jersey. Today, racers start in Aspen and head back over Independence Pass. That means a 4,000-foot climb right out of the gate. Vandeveld said it could be a challenge.
In all honesty, I think a lot of people are quite tired. It's been four very hard days of racing. Today, I think we averaged 42K an hour, which is, I can't believe.
42 kilometers is about 26 miles an hour. And remember, that's going over two mountain passes over 12,000 feet. Now, when the race debuted last year, about a million people showed up to watch over the course of a week. It's not clear whether the event is on track to match that. Many towns are figuring out just how many people have come out for the event. But in Aspen, the town felt comfortable saying the numbers looked even better this summer. Nancy Leslie is Director of Special Events for Aspen.
Our crowds were bigger. The lodging numbers grew too. We feel like we have a bigger year this year.
And if last year's any indication, crowds could grow significantly as the race gets closer to the Denver metro area. In the meantime, we'll see if racers continue to fiercely take on Colorado's high elevation or if they'll show some fatigue. For KSUT Public Radio, I'm Elise Thatcher.